Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Would you download an app so that you could save in both cash and gold? I know you're thinking, Michelle, there's so many apps out there. So what are some of the features that could serve you? And will this app really help you build your wealth? Let's find out with CEO of Hugo. It's a wealth care app and a digital account. David Ferguson joining us live. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Michelle.
So you're co-founder of Hugo. Can you give us an overview of how it works? And, you know, I think the basic problem with saving sometimes is we're all cued for immediate gratification. So is Hugo trying to make things fun and simple when it comes to good money habits like saving and investing?
Yes, I mean, that's in the crux of it, exactly what we're trying to do. You know, money fears are, you know, most people's principal cause of stress. And we talk about wealth care as being the antidote to money fears. So Hugo is aiming to create a very simple user interface, a very simple engagement method for getting people to basically look after their money as they spend it, look after their money as they sort of budget with it, and look after their money as they save with it.
All right. So basic overview, I have to transfer money into Hugo and then it's going to track what I do with that money in that app. Is that basically how it works?
Yeah, I mean, it works exactly like a bank account. So there is an IBAN, an international bank account number that's attached to the account. You can transfer money in as you do for any bank account. Alternatively, you can have your salary paid partially into it or fully paid into it, depending on what you're looking for. And then from there, there's a debit card as per any normal bank account, and there's a whole load of other functions. So the roundup function, the money pot function, and the various savings functions that we have there.
All right, we're going to go through some of those features. But first up, I think what's interesting is you're encouraging gold as part of the savings plan. So why do that? Why encourage a start with accumulating gold in a savings plan?
Well, there's a few answers to that, and there are some very boring answers, and there's some quite fun, exciting answers. I mean, the boring one I'll get over quickly. There is a user interface that we created to buy and sell gold, and that involves quite a lot of back-end infrastructure built. So it's a little bit like buying and selling a stock, or buying and selling a mutual fund, or buying and selling a currency. So you need all of that infrastructure. So we needed to build that anyway. And then we were looking for something, frankly, that people didn't really have. And one of the things that came out of our market research, because we did a lot of market research before we built the product, was that, you know, gold was something that people had an interest in. It was seen as a more traditional asset in Singapore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was sort of either for the very rich, I mean, the very rich, or for people of my parents' generation, quote unquote, and so we thought, well, this is kind of interesting, you know, as a result of the sort of slight the positioning that gold has had in Singapore. No one has much of it, so we thought, well, let's see what we can do to address that. So we built a user interface, we tested it with consumers, and they all loved it. So we thought, well, this is a good way to start, but obviously, from a savings concept, what I would say is that there's a very strong economic reason for gold, because gold is the highest power form of money. It doesn't have a counterparty. It doesn't have you can't print it, so it can't be, you know, you can't be debased away by inflation. And it's a very long-term stable store of value. So it's literally the most traditional and most stable form of long-term savings.
Yeah, traditionally very trusted form of savings, especially in Asia. What price would I be paying for the gold if I bought it through Hugo? And would I be buying it in US dollars?
So no, you pay for it in Singapore dollars on a per gram basis. And that's largely because people are more familiar with that pricing terminology here, you know, Singapore dollars per per gram. I mean, if you go into any of the old traditional ways of buying cod, for example, people are familiar with that pricing mechanism. Obviously, the price is an international market price. So gold trades, I mean, it's still, frankly, the second or third largest liquid market in the world, and trades, you know, 24/6 or, you know, days a week kind of thing. So we take that international market price, and you get that price.
So how much would I have to spend to get the first deposit in my gold vault? Because that's what you're offering people on this wealth, their own gold vaults, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. Well, that's the thing that's very exciting about what we've done is, you know, you do get your own actual gold here. So it's fractionalized gold, but it's physical gold. This isn't a paper contract in any way. It's not a derivative. You know, you're getting this gold. Mm. And you can do it for as little as a cent. I mean, you can do it in very, very small amounts. And this is a complete change for what's available in the market here. I mean, traditionally, you know, you want to buy some gold, you get a $2,000 or so, you go down to a bank counter and you buy an ounce of gold, and it'll cost you a 5% premium. So of course we don't have anything like that degree of premium. It's about 0.5% when we are not running our reward scheme. At the moment we're doing it for free. So anyone who signs up in the next 6 months gets gold trading for free. But ultimately it'll be 0.5%. So it becomes a very, very, very inexpensive way to build up your gold positions.
So I'm paying the live gold price per
yes,
ounce.
Absolutely.
And can I buy and sell my gold at any time?
Anytime you like.
And are there fees associated with it?
Well, like I say, for the first 6 months, it's fee free.
Okay.
But thereafter, it'll be about 0.5%, which is an incredibly competitive rate.
All right. David Ferguson, CEO of Hugo. They're an app joining us live. It's a wealth care app. David, tell us about the backstory of how you came to found Hugo.
Well, me and a couple of other founders, we were involved in another company, and we looked at the way that company was developing, and we thought, you know what, we can do an awful lot more with an awful lot less, and we can provide a much more extensive savings product for consumers. So we, about 18 months ago, 19 months ago, we sat down and we drew up plans to build Hugo. And it was all about creating a very, you know, safe, engaging, fun way of looking after your financial well-being, and that's how we coined the term wealthcare.
There's a cute little guy on your webpage, I suppose a personification of Hugo. Tell us a little bit about the name Hugo.
So the name comes from the fact that it comes a little bit from my family. We are a European Singaporean family, so we've been here for, you know, I mean, 1,000 years. So we wanted something that reflected both that European and Singaporean heritage. So we came up with Hugo because Hugo stands for Hu Xiang. I'm going to butcher the pronunciation in Mandarin, but that's a sort of mutual benefit. And then go. So it was sort of go together, go together, you know, it's sort of the sense of progression together in a sort of positive way. And that's where Hugo came from. And of course, the added benefit was that everyone can pronounce Hugo. I
mean, true, yeah. Two syllables, and you did really well with the Chinese pronunciation, David, I have to say. I like the many different features of the app, including this idea of a honeypot. So again, really difficult for people to reach their saving goals sometimes because maybe they write it down, they forget about it. But here you have it all in an app. You can create a honeypot. You can destroy a honeypot as well. Tell us more about these.
Actually, you know, I think you might have come up with a better name for this. We call them money pot, but I actually quite like honey pot, actually. So we might, we watch this space, we might change the name.
No, we set up the money. Coffee yet.
No, I like it. I really do. I like Honeypot. So no, we call them money pots, and money pots are there to represent an activity that you do in real life, but in the digital world. And so you think about when you're saving for a specific event, you know, you'll put money aside. You'll put money aside on an ad hoc basis. You'll put money aside on a scheduled basis. And it'll all be, you know, either kept in an envelope or in a box that prepare, you know, that stores the money for a holiday or for whatever, your pair of shoes or whatever you want to buy. Mm-hmm. And we do that all within the app. And it makes it a very sort of easy way to keep track of all the things you're trying to budget for, which means that a lot of things don't fall between the cracks. And and we sort of gamify it a little bit so that, you know, you see a progress bar and there's a picture that motivates you for your little activity. So it's all aimed at making it a sort of fun, approachable activity.
Fantastic. We're speaking with David Ferguson, CEO of a wealth care app called Hugo. All right, we covered the money pots or honey pots. What are the roundup functions? How do they work, David?
So the roundup function is a reflection of what you do in the real world. So imagine when you go home at the end of each day, you've got sort of $2 or $3 in your pocket worth of change, and you tuck it into a bowl or a tin or something like that for dealing with later. Well, these days, we're using cash less and less, so we're using the card more and more. And when we use the card, ultimately what we're doing is rounding up to the nearest dollar, mm-hmm. and putting that into savings. So whether it's savings now into gold or into our future savings products, ultimately what we're doing is we're creating that sense of almost forced savings into, not forced savings, but it's sort of, deliberate savings into in as you spend on an ongoing basis. So if you think of you buy a beer in Singapore for $8 plus, mm-hmm. you think of it as the third plus, and that third plus is for your future savings. You know.
Okay, so how does it know that I bought that beer? Do I have to manually add that in, or is this somehow linked to that Visa debit card that you offer as well?
Yeah, it's linked to the Visa debit card.
Okay, all right.
And when we have access to some of the other things in Singapore, we will be able to run this over people's other cards as well. So we've got a very exciting sort of product development pipeline, because I'm not sure the listeners will know this, Michelle, but there is a trend called open banking that's floating across the world, which means that, candidly, the existing financial system is going to change very, very dramatically, and it allows for the innovation of products like this that makes people's lives a lot easier.
So eventually you're going to be able to collate information from different credit cards all in one place?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, terrific. So what are the benefits, David, of right now having a numberless Visa debit card associated with this account?
Well, that's principally security related. So that on the card itself, there's only your name. So there's nothing else there, and you can sort of tap it, use it like a card as normal. Mm-hmm. And it means no one can copy the number. And if you want the number that, you know, in order to buy something online or something like that, you go into the app, you click on a button, the number becomes apparent, and then you use it as on that basis. But it's a security feature.
Okay, got it. And I suppose it also integrates spending with the app, making it easier, because everybody wants to tap and spend these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got that sort of contactless function like everybody else these days.
Right. And for listeners who are tuning in right now thinking, all right, I live here in Singapore, but I'm not from Singapore. Will they have to pay capital gains tax if they're foreigners and they want to use a Hugo account?
Possibly. We honestly, we tell people like most other financial services businesses that their taxes are sadly a necessity, but really a personal thing. If you're German and you've made a massive capital gain on something within our app, it's your responsibility to deal with with your tax authority in the same way as your sins are between you and your God. We can't really help on that front. But what we'll say is that in Singapore, mercifully, our government has spared us from some of these evil taxes like capital gains.
Is there a maximum amount of gold that I can buy fractional gold on your app?
No. I mean, you could own anything from 1 cent to $1 million.
Okay, terrific. I'm parking my $1 million with you immediately. Now, David, is there a minimum fall under amount, though? That's probably the number I have to pay attention to.
Well, as in, what's the minimum amount you can have in the account?
Yeah, is there a fall under amount, and will I have to pay to maintain my account under this?
No, absolutely not. It's you can put in a you can well, actually you can hold it empty if you like, but I mean you know we would say that you know we'd like people to hold more than a cent in it, but we're certainly not going to charge them for it. You know it's their money. We just hope to help them in the safeguarding process. I mean we are very different from the banks in this regard. You know I mean mm-hmm. you know the banks you talked earlier about my motivation for doing this and our motivation for founding this. You know, we've all had this experience where we've looked at our bank account statement and we've gone, oh, what's that minus 100 there?
Yeah.
Where's that come from? Or what's that minus 250? And, you know, it's just exhausting because they're constantly inventing new charges for made-up services, the banks. And so we don't do any of that. It's very simple. Your money, it stays there. We charge very, very transparent fees on very specific activities, but otherwise it's free. So, for example, you know, you use your card, you know, if you're traveling up to Bangkok and you buy a coffee in Bangkok, the FX rate is, I think it'll be 18 basis points or less than a fifth of a percent. You know, if you did that with another bank card, it's normally 3.5%.
Yeah.
So we're not looking to surprise anybody. We're looking to, you know, reassure them that we're on their side.
Well, speaking of reassurance, I went to your website and it says Hugo accounts are SGD accounts held with DBS. So how are you affiliated with DBS?
Well, we're not. I mean, they're a wholesale service provider to us via someone else. So this comes back to the concept of open banking.
Mm.
And think of it a little bit like an MVNO. So these telecoms operators in Singapore, they don't have their own underlying network. People like Circles, who I use and are fabulous, do a great job. But they don't have their own underlying network. They rent space on someone else's network and they provide that to the consumer. Well, we do the same with the banking system now. And that's what open banking is all about.
Really interesting. Can you give us a sense of what else is coming up for the app or some future plans that you're working towards?
Oh, we've got some really cool things happening. I mean, we're really excited by this. So we'll put in some mutual funds. We'll put in some life assurance products on the long-term savings plans. But the functions are the things which we're really excited about. So how we play around with roundups so that people can round up a more bespoke roundup each time. So whether people want to round up 1, 2, 3 times what the ordinary roundup would be, or whether they want to round up on a percentage basis, we're looking at that. We're looking at money pots that involve family members that allow, you know, 4 or 5 family members to save towards a common purpose. For example, you know, a grandchild's university fees or something like that. Mm. That's what we're. I mean, these things are all about wealth care, and they're all about, you know, creating a sense of community and finance again. So when family members can share together for a common, or you know, save together for a common purpose again, you know, it creates it takes a lot of the fear out of finance that we've all grown used to, right? But you go back 50 years, and if a family wanted to send someone off to university, they'd sit around the table and they'd try and work out how they could afford to do it. And this is, again, taking that activity into the digital world. So there's a whole load of things that we're looking to do that are very exciting. Mm. And of course, I don't want to alert our competition. They might try and copy us.
Well, terrific speaking with you. They're taking the fear out of finance. Well said, David. Thanks for joining us live here.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
David Ferguson is CEO of Hugo. They're a wealth care app. You can download Hugo from the Apple iOS store or the Google Play store.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.